Totness Talks.
This is Mo. Hello, Mo.
Hello, Tony.
You live in Totness.
Mm-hmm.
And you work...
I work in the cinema.
The barista in the cinema?
Yeah, sorry, I didn't realise this was so formal, Tony.
Well,
I work in the cinema and I make coffee. I make coffee and lots of teas. And yeah. That's about it.
Okay. Yeah. And so how long have you lived in Totness?
Be 4 years in October. So 4 years in a few months' time.
And how have you found it?
Bit of a roller coaster. It took some adjusting to get used to Totness.
Yeah.
It is. So I'm a city boy. I've always lived in cities. Yeah. So moving to a small town like this wasn't against my will, but I'm kind of like getting dragged over here. Was a bit difficult to get my head around, because I've never wanted to live in a place like this, to be honest.
Yeah.
And then you just got to make the best of it while you're here. But it was a struggle.
And how, making the best of it, is it getting better now? Is it getting easier for you?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I do quite like Totness. I do like it. As small towns go, it's the best small town I've been in. Because there's a lot worse towns, isn't there? You know. So I've been to small towns where it's just I feel how's best to describe it? Not very welcomed.
Alien.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah. And this one's not too bad. It is a bit of a weird. I remember when I moved over here, it was weird. There was really weird people. You know, and my kind of like thing that I do is I just smile. So I'm smiling at all these faces, and I felt like as if there was a lot of people looking back at me like, who's this weirdo that's just moved into our town? And maybe it's just that I've got a really weird smile. Do you know what I mean? My unnatural smile, they just... They seem right through it, maybe. But it was difficult. It was really difficult to feel, to try to be part of this community.
The cities that you come from or you've lived in, so... You grew up in Coventry?
I grew up in Coventry. You've done your research, haven't you?
Yeah, I do thorough research.
So I grew up in Coventry. I lived in Coventry for about 25 years or so before I moved. I moved to Bristol. I lived in Bristol for about 10 years, and I considered that to be my home. And then I moved to London. I moved to London for love. And then the pandemic hit, and then I wanted to move back to Bristol because it didn't work out. And then I met Anna, and then Anna brought me here instead of Bristol.
Okay. And what was it like growing up in Coventry?
It was rough. It was really rough. There's a lot of crime. There's a lot of poverty.
And you come from an Iraqi background, is that right?
You really have done your research, haven't you? You really dived in. Look, yeah. Just wondering how you found all of this out, Tony.
You told me.
You've been taking notes. So my family are from Iraq. I was born in Coventry, but yeah, all my family's from Iraq.
So... Are there anything specific about growing up in an Iraqi family, say, from a traditional English family? What's different?
Well, the food's better.
Yeah, generally. Yeah, well, it's significant, isn't it? Because it's not only that the food's better, I imagine, or certainly in some cultures, the way that food's taken
different. But you take it for granted, don't you? Because you don't know any different. So when I was a kid, I really wanted crap English food. I really wanted, like, sausages, you know what I mean? All that, like, fry-ups and little those little... What's it, Findus crispy pancakes? I really wanted Findus crispy pancakes. But my mum, bless her, she cooked us really good meals every day, you know. So, you know, and I took that for granted as a child, you know. But now, oh, yeah, I love going back to see my mum. And I love having my, whatever she cooks, anything she cooks, I'm like, oh, it's just so great.
Perhaps you got some different sort of background tales in your upbringing than
So my mum and dad were trying to figure out the society that they lived in and their community that they lived in as well, and they were trying to figure it out. So they were, and also, you know, like how different it is in Iraq to how it is over here, like just with, you know, things like trade, you know, like, so like shops and whatnot and trading standards and, you know what I mean? Like the whole corporate side of the UK. And I don't think they really experienced that in Iraq. Yeah. I think everywhere that they went to in Iraq and Baghdad and around there, where their parents live in the smaller villages and stuff, it was all independent businesses. So you know everybody. And everybody, and the hospitality in Iraq. So the difference, and I've recently been to Iraq, so the difference I found going over there was the culture is, and hospitality isn't like, oh, what can you do? What can I get you? And it has to be financial kind of interaction. But the culture in Iraq is kind of, what can I do for you? How can I help you? Even, it doesn't even have to be monetary. I mean, when I went to Baghdad, there was independent cafes that I went to. Even went to a barber shop. I went to a barber shop and tried to pay them, and they didn't take my money. Because they knew I wasn't from there. They knew I was a guest visiting. They didn't even try to take them. They were like, they refused my money. And it's that sort of place. So coming over here for them, that must have been really difficult for them to get their head around how everything involved money. Helping somebody involved money.
Yeah.
The amount of, I suppose, crime in Coventry anyway, there was a big heroin epidemic as well. Where we were living, close to the city centre, there was loads of crime and loads of drugs going on. So they must have found it difficult to get their head around that as well.
And did that impact on you at all, that you were growing up in a family that had to have a foot in two different cultures?
Yeah, it did. So it's like being like an Iraqi child at home, around Muslim faith as well, and then trying to figure out how to fit in at school, you know? Which is predominantly English, So that was a bit, you know, having two different lives was a bit difficult to get my head around, I suppose. But I think I've figured it out, I think.
Good luck with that one, because it's a lifetime. But I know that you went back to Iraq fairly recently, and I was wondering how that had affected you, because as you talk about having a foot in two camps, you'd had a foot in very firmly, and this is the camp that you had to kind of deal with. And then when you go to Iraq, you've begun to talk about some of the differences, but how did you feel inwardly about being in Iraq? When you hadn't been there before, had you?
No, I mean, I went there as a baby, I was about a year old when I went to Iraq, so I have no recollection of it. And it was very bittersweet, and I'm not going to get into why it was bittersweet, but the thing that I felt when I was in Iraq was I was a little bit ashamed that I wasn't fluent in speaking Arabic.
Yeah.
I mean, and I just practiced a lot. I just practiced speaking Arabic a lot. And it was really quite amazing. And it was just amazing to be around my people. Do you know what I mean? You know, seeing where my family grew up and meeting extended family as well. And there was a lot of love. It's just seeing familiar faces was amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing to be part of that. I mean, the driving over there is crazy. That's so there's some dangerous driving going on over there. Real dangerous driving. But it just all worked.
Where did your family grow up?
So my dad grew up in Baghdad. Oh, did he grow up in Baghdad? Was it Skanderia? So I'm pretty sure. I mean, he lived in Baghdad for quite a while. And I think he studied in Baghdad and he worked in Baghdad before he came over here. My mum's from the south, so she's from Babylon, which is south of Baghdad. It's not proper south. It's not all the way south. It's not like down to the marshes where Kuwait is anyway.
Yeah.
But she grew up in Babylon. Yeah. Or Babu is what they say it. Yeah.
Resonant names that kind of feature all over the place, aren't they? Babylon's.
Which I always wonder what's the connection in reggae. Do you know what I mean? When it's like, oh, Babylon. Like, you know, in Babylon,
it's a
term that's used a lot. Yeah.
Well, the Tower of Babylon, I think it's to do with the Tower of Babylon.
Right.
And when humanity in the Bible overreached itself and decided to build a tower that went up to God.
Oh, right.
So I think, and I don't know really, because I'm not that familiar with the Bible myself. But
have you never read it?
Well, I kind of probably have read bits of it, but I'm not. It's not my favourite book.
Okay. Yeah, the Quran's your favourite book, isn't it?
We're not going. This is dangerous. This is dangerous territory. So you came from Coventry to Bristol to London and then Totnes.
Yeah.
And you're in Iraq. Are there other Iraqis in Totnes? Have you met other Iraqis?
No, but I've heard. I've heard there's an Iraqi woman in Totnes, and I'm not sure who it is. I've suspected it to be this woman, and she reminds me a little bit of my mum, just the way that she looks. And she's kind of like got that kind of like disapproving look every time I see her. You know, I'm too scared to say salam alaikum to her. Maybe one day I'll pluck up the courage. It'd be nice to actually practice speaking Arabic again. I've met a Lebanese person. There's a couple of Iranian people in Totnes as well. But like maybe two Iranian people in Totnes that I've met anyway.
So does speaking Arabic kind of feel very different to speaking English? Does it affect kind of your world view in any way?
That's a really interesting question, Tony. I'm not sure. I don't know, but I do feel a sense of pride speaking Arabic. You know, and people ask me if an Arabic person asked me if I spoke Arabic, they'll say Kalam Arabi, and my response to that would be Ashwaya Shwaya, which means a little.
Yeah.
But I'll try my hardest. I understand a lot more. I understand. If somebody would speak Arabic to me, I'll understand probably about 50% of it. But I won't be able to pronounce a lot of the words back, you know.
Yeah.
So it was nice. That was the nice thing about going to Iraq, was just being immersed in that language and speaking it.
I'm going to ask you one last question. It'll probably turn into two, because as soon as I say one, it. But I'm just thinking, if there's a standout moment from your 20 years in Coventry, something that was seminal, really. I don't know, when you first saw the specials or whatever, because Coventry is quite a distinctive town in its own way.
I think moving out of Coventry was quite a distinct day, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I've had some amazing times in Coventry, but I'm not sure if any one of those really stands out to me right now, to be honest. I was really happy to move out of Coventry. I was very happy to move out of Coventry. It felt like my time was definitely done there. I was so... I don't know. Coventry is a really rough place, and it's the kind of place where you have to watch. You know what I mean? You keep looking over your shoulder, especially going out at night. You have to look over your shoulder. I avoided a lot of eye contact in the evenings.
Yeah.
You know, because there was a lot of people that didn't appreciate eye contact there. So, and I'm going off what you're asking, but a proud moment in Coventry, something I could be proud of in Coventry. Oh, I couldn't tell you.
It's all right. I think that you answered the question pretty well, actually, because I was just asking for a standout moment, and I think the idea of looking over your shoulder is something I can relate to. So ask the same question about Totnes. What really stands out, Totnes, is in for you?
I mean, it's a beautiful place, and it's a really nice place to raise a child. I think, you know, obviously being a city person, I think one of the main things that I really liked about Totnes is the quality of the air. It's a lot nicer. Even the tap water here, even though everyone complains about it, but it's a lot nicer than like the hard city water that you get. Especially London water. Oh my God, that's the worst water I've ever come across in my whole life. But just the quality. Yeah, it's just a nice place, isn't it?
Well, Mo,
environmentally.
Yes, it is. It is. Mo, thank you very much. That's really good and really interesting.
Well, thanks, Tony. All right.
That was Tony G speaking with Mo as part of the Respect Festival. This has been a Totnes Pulse production. Thank you for listening.